Hello, this is AJ again. Welcome to the vocabulary lesson for unlimited power. Let's start right away. Our first phrase is roll of the dice. Roll of the dice. Now, the sentence in the article says, the difference between people who produce positive results and those who do not is not some sort of roll of the dice. Okay, roll of the dice means a random event. Random event. So a roll of the dice is a random event. It's kind of a random chance. Random chance, random event. So he's saying it's not a roll of the dice. It's not random. In other words, it's not chance that one person is really excellent and another person is not. It's not luck. It's not luck. There are reasons. There are very consistent reasons that one person is excellent all the time and another person is not. Okay, so roll of the dice kind of is this idea of luck or randomness or a random event. Roll of the dice. So he's saying it's not a roll of the dice. It's not chance. It's not luck. It's something else. Okay, another phrase in this article, the phrase within the reach of all of us. Excellence is within the reach of all of us. Within the reach of, within the reach of. Within the reach of means near or easy to get or possible to get. Excellence is within the reach of all of us means excellence is near all of us. Excellence is easy to get for all of us. Excellence is possible to get for all of us. Okay, so again, within the reach of means something that's possible to get. We can reach it. We can get it. We can grab it. We can have it. Possible to get, near. So it's within the reach of. Our next word is unleash. Unleash the magic within us all. Unleash the power inside of you. Unleash means to free, make something free. It means before it was not free, and then you open the door, and whoo, it comes out. It's free. So if you unleash your power, it means you had the power all the time inside you, but it was like locked up. You weren't using it. It wasn't free. If you unleash it, it means you open yourself and that power comes out. You set it free. You free it. So that's unleash. Unleash. Next we have the word advantageous. Advantageous. We want to learn how to use our bodies and our minds in advantageous ways. Advantageous. Advantageous means beneficial. It means something that is helpful, something that is useful, something that is good. So, reading a lot of easy novels is advantageous. It's helpful. It will help you learn faster. It's beneficial. Okay, so advantageous, beneficial, basically the same. Next, we have the phrase, have in common. What do Steven Spielberg, Bruce Springsteen, Martin Luther King, etc. have in common? To have in common means to share. It means you have something that's the same. Those three people, something is the same. They share some trait. They share something in common. Right? Share something that's the same. So, have in common. Have in common. They have something that is the same, some trait. And Tony says, it's passion. They all three have passion for what they do. They have passion in their life. They have passion in common. Have in common means share something that's the same. All right, and then another phrase, he says, to put everything you've got into everything you do. How do these people put everything they've got into everything they do? Okay, put everything you've got into something. It's kind of a long phrase. It just means you put all your energy into something. It means you try 100%. You try very, very hard. Total effort. Total energy. Say, I put everything I have into learning English. It means you give all your energy to this action. You try super hard to learn English. You give all your energy to learning English. You put everything you've got into learning English. Next word is fundamental. Fundamental. Tony said, I believe there are fundamental character traits that cause success. Fundamental means basic or core. It's what's most important. So fundamental traits, it means the most important traits, the most basic traits. Our next word is cultivate or cultivated. It says, these people have fundamental traits that they cultivated within themselves. They cultivated passion. It wasn't an accident. These people don't have passion just accidentally. It's not a roll of the dice. They actually cultivated passion. To cultivate means to develop, to grow, to care for. Right? So they developed passion. Maybe in the beginning they didn't have very much passion, but they grew it. They took care of the passion. They helped it to grow. They helped it to develop. That's cultivate. You cultivate something, it means you help it to grow. You develop it. Next, he said that they did something to give themselves the fire to succeed. Now, you know the normal meaning of fire, but fire also means passion. So these people gave themselves fire. These people have fire in their life. They have passion. So fire and passion, basically the same meaning in this kind of situation. Next, we see the word ensure. Ensure. So passion will ensure your success. Ensure means guarantee. Right? So passion will guarantee your success. Passion will ensure your success. The next word is drive. He says, these people have a reason that drives them to do more, to grow more, to be more. It drives them. So to drive in this situation means to push. It pushes them. It energizes them, right? It kind of pushes them to do more. Because they have a strong reason, the reason pushes them to do more, to be more, to learn more. Right? It's kind of like driving a car, right? The energy drives the car. The gasoline drives the car. The gasoline pushes the car. That's where the energy comes from. So the reason drives the action. The reason pushes the action. Next we have the word fuel. Passion gives these people fuel. Fuel, of course, here just means energy. It also means like gasoline, but in the most basic meaning is energy. So fuel is energy. Food, air, water, they are fuel for your body, right? They give energy to your body, for example. So fuel means energy, basically. Next, we have the verb to tap. To tap. Passion causes you to tap your true potential. To tap means to let out, to open, to penetrate, right? Go into and let something out. So passion taps your potential. It means passion lets out your potential. It lets out what is best in you. It taps it. Okay, so to tap means to let out, to open, to penetrate. We have two more words. The next word is breakthrough. So people with passion have big breakthroughs in their life. A breakthrough is a big and sudden improvement. It happens very quickly. You're trying, and suddenly, boom, big improvement. That's a breakthrough. So a breakthrough, again, is a very sudden, big improvement. Maybe you're having trouble, no improvement, boom, suddenly, big improvement. That's a breakthrough. And finally, we have the word aspiration. He says, there's no greatness without passion. Whether it's the aspiration of an athlete or an artist or a student. So aspiration just means hope or desire. It's something you want a lot. I have an aspiration to be a great English speaker. It means I have a hope to be a great English speaker. I have a desire to be a great English speaker. I have a goal to be a great English speaker. So that's aspiration. Again, aspiration just is a desire, a hope, a goal. All right, that is all for the vocabulary lesson for Unlimited Power. See you at the mini story. Bye-bye.